Now, I do not want to come across as a killjoy, because I think the Grand Fondue was a wonderful event, and they got glorious weather, and all credit to the cyclists who took part in that sunshine and heat. But I was one of, I would say, several hundred people trying to get through yesterday through the Carriduff roundabout. I was heading up to my granddaughter's first birthday party, and I hit the roundabout at about 20 to 2. And at half past three, having tried so many side roads, I finally had to give up and go home.
So just let me stop you there. But Maria, hold on. You said at 20 to 2, you arrived at the roundabout.
Well, I arrived at the lead up to the roundabout.
Okay, 20 to 2. But did you say at half three you were still having problems?
Yes, because I kept going. The traffic there, everybody was sort of doing U-turns, trying alternative routes, going down side roads to see if we could cut across country to miss the roundabout. Every side road that we went down, we came upon a road closed sign. Now, the point I want to make, Frank, is that it was the lack of information. There were hundreds of cars there. There were people. People were passing information through car windows. Have you heard anything? Which way can we go? What's happening? The roads that we went down did not have road closed signs on them at the start of the turn-in. Every road that we went down, you went the full length of what you thought was a road that was taking you through a bypass. It was at the end of the road. There was a road closed sign showing. There were no marshals. There were no police about. There was nobody to give us any information of alternative routes. There was no road signage leaning up to it to say that this road was closed, this road will be delayed. At one point I was sitting and there was an ambulance sitting in the queue of traffic in front of me, about four in front of me. I did go down one side road at one point because I was just getting so, upset because I did miss my granddaughter's first birthday party. And I went, I found one marshal. My husband had said to me, there should be marshals on these routes. They should be able to allow traffic to go through. At one point, I did find one marshal, one young chap, who was very pleasant and very polite. But he was getting the brunt of everybody's anger, the cars coming up behind. And an RAC van with an RAC driver in uniform pulled up beside me and started giving off. He said, "This is ridiculous. I've got a call out I've got to get to. How am I going to get through?" And this young marshal couldn't give us answers. He said he had let a couple of cars through about half an hour before, but a police cyclist had come back up to him and given off to him and told him not to let any more traffic through. Now, I mean, that's causing bad feeling for what is a very good event if it's not properly marshalled, not properly signposted, and not properly directed.
Maria, which roads are you talking about? I'm trying to visualise where
right.
You were stuck.
I was coming from the Downpatrick direction up to the Carriduff roundabout. We tried cutting across onto the Ballinahinch, the Newcastle-Ballinahinch road, to see if we could get across that way. We went back down this way towards Sinfield and tried going off side roads into the left, which was taking us out over Ballygowan direction. And all of the roads we were able to turn down and drive down until we got to the Ballygowan end, and then we came across the road closed sign. I got as far as going down the Ballynockan Road onto the Rivara Road through Ballygowan, only to be hit by another. A resident of the house was flagging the traffic down and saying, "You needn't go any further because they're stopping the traffic at the crossroads up there." But my point is, there were no marshals, there was no official signage. If it even had wee picket posts at the start of those roads to say no access due to Grand Fondue, people would have known ordinary domestic traffic could get through, but if you're trying to avoid the race, there's no point in going down this way.
Maria, I couldn't agree more with you. It sounds like chaos. Now,
it was chaos, and it was very upsetting because I at one point got through to the police traffic, and all I got from a policewoman or a civilian worker, I don't know which, but all I got from her was quotes as to which websites I could get all the information on. And I was like, "But I'm sitting in the traffic queue, I don't have internet." That was very frustrating.
The bottom line is, right, you wanted to go to your granddaughter's first birthday on a Sunday afternoon in a civilized part of the world. You should be able to go. A sporting event, whether it's football, cycling, horse racing, motorbike racing, marathons, whatever it is, none of those events should have prevented you from getting to your daughter's, your granddaughter's first birthday. Yeah. We live in a society that is capable of organizing itself better than what you had to face yesterday.
That is exactly my point, Frank, and I'm not trying to spoil that wonderful event. I actually had a relation taking part in it who completed it, and all credit to him. And that sunshine and that heat, all those cyclists who did that did a wonderful job.
Totally, totally.
I think they were let down by both the organisers and the police. In fact, the police worker that I spoke to yesterday said to me, well, we didn't organise the event, we just marshal it. And I thought, that's not the point. You're the police, you're supposed to control the traffic and make sure that things flow smoothly.
How many cars do you reckon would have been diverted, held up, frustrated, or drivers frustrated?
Frank, in the space of that 2.5 hours, it was like a car park with cars doing U-turns, cars trying to go down other routes. You kept thinking, getting the impression that the cars were moving, and then you realised it was actually the cars up front coming out of the queue and turning around and going back the other way. It was definitely in the hundreds. My son and daughter-in-law and my daughter were all trying to go to the same party, and all of us had to turn back. We couldn't get through.
We'll try and get to the bottom of it, Maria, because the criticism there is absolutely full on, that you're giving an event which should be a success and should be embraced by all and should be enjoyed by all. But if you have hundreds and hundreds of cars waiting for, as you say, 2.5 hours, and you have a grandmother missing a baby's first birthday, then questions have to be answered by the organisers of the Gran Fondo. And I'll try and get to the bottom of who exactly is behind it, because, you know, we'll probably be passed from post to pillar when we make a few phone calls on it. But that simply isn't good enough.
No, I think there should have been at least, there are plenty of roads in that direction that they could have left one sort of, even a B road that would be more or less recognisable to most people, open for traffic to go through. It would have been going through slower, that's fine, but at least it would have been moving. It was the fact that everything was closed. They were giving me names of roads that, you can go down this road, that road and the other road. And I hadn't a clue. I live in that area, and I hadn't heard of the roads they were talking about, or the ones that I didn't know were really very basic side roads. And anybody who wasn't familiar with the area wouldn't have a clue what they were talking about. There should have been one reasonable road left open and closed the others off for the cyclists. And good luck to the cyclists. I hope they do it next year. I hope it's equally successful.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. This is important to emphasise. We are not knocking the idea of having the Gran Fondo. Absolutely not. We're just asking for it to be organised properly. Maria, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Thank you.
I love your programme.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let me speak to Bernie, who's on this line. Bernie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Bernie.
I was in the traffic yesterday in Carrickduff as well. We were trying to get to Carrickfergus. There were 3 cars off us to a week. And we couldn't get through. Now, it was lucky we're going to the funeral here in the way this morning, but it was lucky that the funeral wasn't yesterday. We'd have missed the whole funeral.
So are you telling me, Bernie, that because of the Gran Fondo yesterday, you missed a wake?
Well, we got there, but we got there like 2 hours later than what we had arranged to be there.
So a 2-hour delay to make a journey, which is a very important family meeting.
Yeah.
Same with the lady before, who didn't even get to her granddaughter's first birthday party. There's something seriously wrong with the organising of this event.
There is. There was absolutely no signage, no postage, as the lady said. Every road you went down, there was no road closed sign at the start, but it was at the end of the road. And there were 2 marshals at the end of one of the roads we went down, and I felt sorry for them, because I don't know if they were volunteers or what, but they were getting it in the neck, and it wasn't really their fault either.
It was
so badly organised. It was unbelievable.
Let me endorse that. Some young fella in a high-vis jacket who's giving his afternoon to ensure that people don't go down a road, it isn't his fault or her fault. Absolutely, no. Absolutely not.
And I felt sorry for them because you could tell by their face that they were at the end of their tether too.
Yeah, and they were at the end of their tether because they weren't getting the support. And you as a driver, you were frustrated because you weren't getting to a very important family engagement. The we could fill a program about this. And
you could.
As I say,
I'm sure there were thousands, never mind hundreds involved trying to get through there.
Yeah,
because every car, you know, it's just a constant flow of traffic through there, and it was definitely 2 hours and more that people were trying to get through and couldn't.
That's unbelievable criticism. Bernie, thank you. And Dawn on this line. Good morning, Dawn.
Morning. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment just about the organisation of it. It'd be interesting to see if you could get some of the organisers to talk to you, because if you, they just, like that lady said, they just directed you to the website. But all the website and the materials, the, you know, the booklets had a map in it, and they all had little zones printed on to show you where the closures were. But for example, one of the zones, I think it was zone one from Titanic to Money Ray, and it just said closure 9:30 to 4:30, but it didn't actually specify which streets. So you could, I tried looking everywhere to find out which actual roads were closed. It gave you crossing points, but you couldn't see which actual streets were closed. And we were wanting to go because my husband was taking part in it, and we were going to try and, you know, go down to see him at the end, sort of thing, to try and get a route that we could get into Titanic. But it was impossible to find out which streets were actually closed, which was my point. But and it was the same last year. They did the same with the printed materials. It was all, it didn't tell you the actual streets. So I think they really need to improve it next year.
Okay.
And the marshalling as well, like the lady said, you know, you would go down a street and at the very end there was a policeman telling you you couldn't get any further. But, you know, there was nothing at the top of the street to tell you that not to go down there in the first place. But he said there was just so many routes in and out of it that it would be impossible to tell, at, you know, each route to get to the closures.
Yeah, I just wonder, is part of it down to the speed of the cyclists, some being more capable than others? I'm just looking at the guidelines, which we actually made reference to on Friday on the programme as well. But Titanic to Money Ray was actually closed from 7 until 8:30, and then Money Ray to Drew Hill 7:15 to 8:45, and Drew Hill to Leitrim 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, and Leitrim to Hilltown 8:30 to 11, and Hilltown to Spelgadam 9:15 to 12:15, and so on and so forth. They seem to be closing sections off it to the public for about 2 hours or so. But right down at the bottom it says Money Ray to Titanic 9:30 to 4 p.m.
Yeah, because that was the return leg, because they actually did that. They did Money Ray obviously on the way out in the morning. They did Titanic to Money Ray, but then they're also coming back. So it was just that you couldn't really tell which streets, you know, if it had said the route from to, I think it was fairly obvious it was like Castlereagh Road, but still they just should have had more detail, I think.
Yeah, it seems to be a bit scant on detail going by the website that I'm looking at. Dawn, thank you indeed. And of course, you know, this isn't the Tour de France. This is the Grand Fondo. This is amateurs taking part. This is ordinary punters having a go on their bicycles. And they're well entitled to. No one's knocking the idea. But my goodness, if they're going to run something, they can't have grandmothers missing their grandchild's birthday party. They can't have families missing family wakes. And indeed, they can't have a situation where a contestant's family can't get to see the contestant take part in the competition. It just seems like as if they closed the roads and just ploughed on. Let me speak to Andy. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Frank.
Yes, Andy.
Frank, I live on the Mochernock Road in Ballinahinch, and it was closed yesterday for the bike ride to go through, both going out and returning. Now, anyone travelling into Ballinahinch for the past 2 weeks will have known that the Mochernock Road is closed because there are two large VMS signs up. Coming out of Sinfield, my wife works in Sinfield, if we cut across the middle road from Sinfield to cut in through the back road into Ballinahinch, there were large pink signs all nailed every 200-300 yards to say the road was closed on this given day at this given time. And the amount of people, I went out for a walk in the afternoon, and the amount of people who drove past the large EMS sign to say that the Mackinac Road was closed, who then went past the road closed sign, drove up to where the road was completely closed, and stopped with me and said, where do I go to get to Lisburn? And I'm thinking, well, you follow the large diversion sign that's at the end of the road, that's beside the road closed sign that you've just drove through. You know, so sometimes I do take the ladies' points of view where they couldn't get to, and I'm sure there were hundreds of people who couldn't. But there were some incidents where people just actually didn't follow the signage.
Very good point. If you have some drivers who are ignoring signage, that is going to add to the problem. However, the issue seems to be when you went off and followed the diversion sign, the roads weren't marshalled or signposted. The country roads, the alternative routes, because that's what people do. When a road's closed, they're going to go and try and find another route. And if the diversion is a minor road, well, then it's going to be exceptionally busy. So then you go and try and find an additional route. So if you're imposing that upon the public and delaying the public to the extent that you're delaying them to whenever you organise an event, you've got to have more marshals, you've got to have more signs, you've got to have more information.
Well, to be truthful, I know, I can only speak for the Ballinhines area where I live and a bit of Sinfield that I've saw, you know, the signage that they had up to say that that road was closed, they couldn't have done any more. And if you use that road, then you would have known. I don't use it every day, but I knew that it was closed. But I think that, you know, a lot of it can sometimes be just drivers don't pay attention.
It's a very, very valid point, Andy. Thank you. Thank you indeed. We'll take one more point because I want to go to Kate, who's patiently waiting to speak to us on the Grand Fondo. As I say, we could fill a whole programme of people being annoyed by the delays yesterday. It's Peter on this line. Peter, good morning.
Well, Frank, you'll hear people come on justifying the Grand Fondo because they say it brings in tourism. But what about the tourists that are already here and the hotel rooms have paid their money, paid everything else, paid for tours? The cruise ship in yesterday, 3,000 odd people. Those people not matter because people want to dress up in their wee legless shorts and go about in the bike.
Yeah, but Peter, we can't knock the cyclists. A lot of these guys want to take part in something which is seen as a tourist attraction, and indeed cyclists come from all over to be part of it, albeit it is not, from my understanding of it, it is not a professional race. There may be some very skilled cyclists at the front of it, but there's a lot of ordinary people who are taking part in. But surely they're entitled to do it, and you know, to say they're just dressing up in Lycra and showing off their bicycles is unfair. They themselves are entitled to participate. But the organisers have to ensure that grandparents can get to their granddaughter's first birthday party or families can get to wakes. It's the organising of it that doesn't seem to be right.
Do you not believe they should be leaving access to the airports and the thing? You know, when people come out of the hotels to go to the airport, they don't expect to do another 5 or 6 miles. You know what I mean? And things like that. And I say they spent their money. It's not the money that might be here. They've spent the money in the hotel rooms. And some of the roads were closed at 5:30, just see, Frank. And another thing about the cyclists, you come down that Malone Road, just see, there's cycle lanes and bus lanes, and they were using the whole road to come down it, you know what I mean, at 5 in the morning. And there must be a new traffic sign where you stick your finger up and you toot and say, and you knock you down there. That must be a new thank you. Is it?
Yeah, but Peter, you're just angry at cyclists. That's not what this programme is about. This programme is about covering issues that are relevant to the public. Yesterday, there was a relevant issue where people were being held up, and they were being held up by cyclists who were taking part in an event that doesn't seem to have been fully marshalled, going by what I'm hearing from those who were stuck in the traffic.
Well, that's correct, but there's a lot of tourists who are upset as well because they were wondering where you were going. They were thinking you were taking them on a wee tour of Belfast without actually telling them, if you understand what I mean.
Are you a taxi driver?
I am indeed.
And were you held up as a result of the Fondo?
Yes. If you were going to the city airport from Belfast, you'd go down by York Gate, swing around, go on the motorway and go over that way. You couldn't get around Bridge Street or anywhere like that, Queen Elizabeth. It was all closed. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. People were out of money, out of pocket, you know what I mean? And you couldn't get back in. It was embarrassing, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Saying that there, that's me. Shouting over.
All right. I see. It's the annoyance that it causes and the frustration that's coming across.
Hello.
Yes, Steve, what's on your mind of the many topics we've covered this morning?
On about the bikes.
Yes, yes, Steve. Go ahead. Give me your point. Go ahead.
Last year, for instance, I was going to a fishing competition, and I had to pick my brother up, which is lives just outside Dromara. And I get stopped at one of these crossroads. Now, from Ballinhinch to Dromara is roughly about 7 miles. I had done, I'm sure, 40 miles driving up and down wee back roads, and police saying to me, oh, such and such a road's open, and you get to it, and then it's closed.
So you had the same problem, the people had the same problems last year as this year?
Yes. If there's no bikes visible coming down that road, why can't they let a few cars through at a time instead of having bumper to bumper?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that other than health and safety is of prime importance. But I would imagine if there were more marshals and more communication between the marshals and the police, you would have stretches of road that could be used because it is bike-free at that particular time. Of course, health and safety is absolutely vital. Absolutely vital.